Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's hard to believe that we're already in the season of Christmas. The real reason for the season is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have launched 15 years ago our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and also we launched the Naughty and Nice List to make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored, whether it's in the public square or the private retail market. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, 15 years ago, Matt, we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. That focuses on the public square, nativity scenes on public property, for example, a city sponsoring a nativity scene or displays or words on public property. Or it might be, for example, children in a school singing carols that also include Christian carols, such as Silent Night and other Christian songs. But right after that, 14 years ago, we launched the Naughty and Nice List because what was happening in the public square, where there were attacks against Christmas and the real reason for the season, the private retail market was also censoring out Christmas. And that's why we launched the Naughty Nice List, so that you can shop and vote with your shopping dollars and patronize those stores that recognize Christmas and boycott those stores that don't.
Yeah, and you know, it's a kind of a cute name, the Naughty and Nice List. You know, you think of Santa's list and Naughty and Nice and this and that, and it's all in the Christmas spirit. But this is actually a pretty serious thing. There has been a long growing war on Christmas, and the left will mock us for talking about it, but the evidence is overwhelming. We see it occurring, as you point out, with the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, having to dig in our trenches and dig in our heels and fight from a defensive posture against the war on Christmas. Restoring nativity scenes, as you mentioned, returning Christmas carols to, you know, elderly people who are silenced in their nursing homes, lifting bans in public schools with students wearing red and green colors. I mean, ridiculous stuff. Just an overt hostility, anti-Christian hostility, particularly against Christmas during this season.
You know, years ago, when we had been in the heat of the Naughty and Nice List and other issues regarding Christmas, Bill O'Reilly was doing a number of programs on his program. And then after a couple of years doing that, he just announced that Bill O'Reilly, had won the war on Christmas and that the war on Christmas was over.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not over. You know, the fact of the matter is we've made huge strides. Mm-hmm. No question about it. And you can see that if you were to go back 14 years and look at the length of the Nice List and the length of the Naughty List, you'll see in the private retail market that the Naughty List has shrunk considerably and the Nice List has considerably expanded. But you can't take things for granted, because obviously we did. And 14 years ago, the reason why we launched it is, as strange as it sounds, holiday trees were the names that were affixed to Christmas trees. And yet Christmas trees only celebrate one holiday.
Right.
It's not Thanksgiving. It's not Hanukkah. It's not the name of Kwanzaa that sometimes people throw around. It's certainly not New Year's. It's not any other celebration other than Christmas. And so why would you name a Christmas tree a holiday tree? That was because people wanted to censor out Christmas. Well, you know what? You can now find Christmas trees. But on the other hand, Holly, the Naughty and Nice List still has some really hard nuts that haven't cracked yet on the Naughty List, and they've been there for 14 consecutive years, including Radio Shack, The Gap. The Gap has never come off the Naughty List. J. Crew Outfitters never come off the Naughty List, and there's others as well. Dick's Sporting Goods, why in the world will they not acknowledge Christmas?
Right.
Well, you know what? They'll continue to ignore it if you ignore the issue.
Exactly.
And so you need to make your voice known.
You know, and I think that's the key to this naughty and nice list. We have people that look forward to it. You know, when is your list coming out? And when it does, you know, I think it really serves as an educational tool, because now we have people with an awareness when they go into the store. You know, they'll make a comment, wow, I saw a really nice bag. It said Merry Christmas on it or something like that. So I think it's really educating people and making people more aware. But like you said, the key is to make your voice known. You know, when you go into a store and you don't see Christmas acknowledged, or they tell you happy holidays, you know, speak to the management or send an email and say, you know, this is important to me. I would appreciate that you acknowledge Christmas, because that's why you're making money, is about Christmas. It's not about holidays or Kwanzaa or anything else. So please, you know, acknowledge it. And I think the more, you know, response they get, the more you see that tide turning, that these stores are going back to acknowledging it because their customers are asking for it.
Yeah, no question. And I think you not only need to use your shopping dollars to patronize those stores that want your money, no question about that, but also will acknowledge the essence of Christmas,
right,
and use words such as Merry Christmas. They can say Happy Holidays as well, but don't just say that, because we also have a holiday and it's called Christmas.
Right.
And Christmas trees need to be Christmas trees, and Christmas lights need to be Christmas lights. They're not holiday lights.
Right.
They're not. We don't put those up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There are Christmas lights.
Just like we saw, you know, Walmart years ago, they were telling their employees, you need to say Happy Holidays, no Merry Christmas. And they got enough flack from it from customers that now they're saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So, Matt, you know, I think it's important for people to let the stores know when it's positive, mm-hmm, to give them positive affirmation, and to also let the stores know when it's negative to give them some critique. I'm not going to shop at your store this year. I may not shop at your store at all. Because if you're not acknowledging Christmas, then you have an anti-Christian bias, not only during the month of December, but the other 11 months as well. There are other competitors, Matt, that you can tell them, mm-hmm, that we are able to shop at. You don't have to shop at just one particular retail market. Christmas is a national holiday. It's a state holiday. Every state recognizes Christmas in their state legislation. The rules of civil procedure, both for state and federal, recognize Christmas as a specific holiday. The federal legislation recognizes it as a federal holiday. Most stores are closed, obviously, on that day. Most businesses are closed.
And should be, yes.
And should be. All the public institutions take off on Christmas Day.
Right.
Except for those that are absolutely necessary, like fire, police, and other kinds of things like that. So, you know, it is a holiday. It's called Christmas, so there is no reason to censor it. When we want to come into this year, somebody says, well, why is it even important that that you walk into a store and you hear Christmas carols, mm-hmm, or that you see Merry Christmas signs, or that you see Christmas, or that Christmas trees are called Christmas trees rather than holiday trees? I think, Holly, it's important because the fact is, when you start to ultimately have an intentional censorship here, and it's very obvious that it's a anti-Christian censorship by some of these retailers, and if you don't check it, if you just allow it to spread, then what does it tell our society? What does it tell,
right,
our children when they walk in and they can't find anything regarding Christmas?
Right. You know, I walked into a grocery store the other day and I was so excited because I saw these helium balloons. One of them had Silent Night and a picture of the manger, and another one had Oh Holy Night on it. And I was just like, I was so excited to see that. And, you know, I think it's important that we acknowledge those stores as well. Like you said, don't just walk through blindly and think, well, I don't see any Christmas anymore. But to say, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, or I appreciate that you would encourage that more in your store to customers as well.
Yeah, so you have to not only have an action of using your dollars wisely, don't patronize those stores that literally want to take your money, but pretend that the Christmas holiday is not even there.
Right.
Patronize those stores that want to acknowledge the Christmas holiday of Christmas, Merry Christmas, and then let them know. Because if you change your behavior, which I encourage you to do so, if you don't tell the stores shopping there, why you appreciate that, and then the other stores, why you're not going to shop there, why you don't appreciate that, they're not going to know.
Well, you know, as Christians, we are to be lights. And as being a light, that means using your voice as well and standing up for God.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Right on the front page of Liberty Counsel's website, you'll be able to click on the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, the Naughty and Nice list. You can download it. We also want to hear from you. Let us know what you're seeing, what you're hearing in these stores online. Give us feedback so that we can continue to update the Naughty and Nice list. Again, go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, in your contributions and your prayers at this time of the year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.